The 14 Lights. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Sixth Infallible. Al-Imam Ali Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Al-Imam Ali Zainul Abidin alayhi salam was the son of Al-Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam and the great grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. He is known for his kindness, wisdom, and his deep love for Allah. After the tragedy of Karbala, Al-Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam became our Imam. Even though he was very sad and severely sick, he taught people through his beautiful du'as. These du'as are full of love for Allah and show us how to be thankful, patient, and kind. He shared his prayers in a book called As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya, which is like a treasure chest of du'as. One of his most famous du'as is Du'a Makarim Al-Akhlaq, where he asks Allah to help him have good manners and a kind heart. Al-Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam showed us that even during hard times, we can talk to Allah and stay strong through prayer. And now for a story from the life of Al-Imam Ali Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Controlling anger. One day, a man came to Al-Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam and said mean and hurtful things. But the Imam stayed calm and did not say anything back. The man left. The Imam turned to the people sitting with him and said, "Come with me, I want to answer him now." As they walked, the Imam alayhi salam was reciting this verse from the Quran. "Those who hold back their anger and forgive others, Allah loves those who do good." When they reached the man's house, Imam said, "Tell him that Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam is here." The man got scared. He thought Imam had come to fight. But when he came out, Imam said kindly, "O man, if what you said about me was true, may Allah forgive me. But if what you said was not true, may Allah forgive you." The man was shocked. He felt so ashamed of his bad behavior. He said, "You are right. I said things that were not true about you. I was wrong."
اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله.